1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Bleed Help, man, checking in. You know how I do it. Goddamn, man, I get straight to it. Bleed Help, aka Calvin Lewis, BKA, call me what you don't want. Just don't call the people. You dig what I'm saying? You know, I get straight to it, goddamn me. I kind of want to touch up on my people right now. It's a crazy fucking world going on. Everything is crazy. Everything is upside down. Racism is at its all-time high. We got a pandemic. You got diseases. You got viruses. Right now, it's a lot of bad energy in the world. We need to try to channel that energy and put it into some positive. You know what I'm saying? Stay off social media. Stay off looking at, seeing exactly what's going on the internet, because it distracts us from the goal where we need to go. And our people also need to realize that begging the world, begging society to accept us is not going to work. We would never gain respect of the world, of the people. We would never gain respect of the people if we sit here and beg and plead for them to accept us. We've been so focused on fighting for civil rights, but we should have been fighting for silver rights. We should have been coming up with an economic plan, with a financial plan to keep our money rotating, to keep the money that we have as black people, keep it together in our community. We are number one at the most spending uselessly. We number one at spending the most money uselessly. We spend a lot of money on things that we don't need to impress the people that we don't even know. And we go out and you know, get loans and things of that nature and put us more in debt. Right now is the time to really learn financial literacy. This is the time to really learn financial literacy, because we can't beg no longer. There's no point of begging people to accept us, because it would never happen until we put a plan to action, until we come together as black people, as people of color, goddamn me, as melanin people of this earth. We have to come together and build our own community. We have to come together and build our own community. We have to circulate the money. We have to know financial literacy. Right now is the time, man. We can't keep begging these motherfuckers to accept us, because they won't accept us. It's not gonna happen. The world was built off racism. It was built off division. That's why they got black, white, and goddamn me, different names and shades of colors and races, because they want to divide us. We all bleed red. All of us bleed red. Everybody in the world bleed red unless they're a fucking alien. And they bleed blue. Goddamn me. Or they Crip and they bleed blue. And they bleed blue. You know what I'm saying? So, we have to realize that, man. This shit is not set up for us. This world, honestly, is not set up for us. We not really put here to live for this world. We put her to do something positive, to give back, to help others out, to spread love, to show love, to take care of your family, to be the best person you can be. Not really go get the most money, not get the biggest house, not get the most cars. It's about giving back, sharing love, being positive, being a great person at heart. And until we realize that as people, we're going to be fucked. We're going to be forever divided. It's going to be forever be division. Because because it's a thing called race. They separate us from the birth. White, black, yellow, they separate us from birth to make us be divided as people, not for us to come together as people. But we have to get our own shit, man. They won't respect us until we get our own shit. That's the only way we're going to be accepted in this world, in this America, goddamn me, until we move out and go back to our homeland. And we honestly don't even know where we really came from. All of our history was fucking stripped from us. Our history was completely stripped. We were brainwashed. We have no idea who we really are. But as people, we have to come together and create our own shit, man. Create our own outlets, our own media outlets, our own platforms, everything. Our own entertainment. Fuck the system, goddamn me. We can do what the fuck we want to do. And that's the beauty of life. Do what the hell you want to do. But we have to come together as people. We can't no longer keep begging these motherfuckers to accept us, because it's not going to work. It is not going to work. They would not accept us until we get our own shit and until we get our own land, until we get our own businesses. That's the only time they're going to respect us. Back in the 60s, back in the 50s, we had our own bus stations. We had our own we had our own newspaper stations. We had our own everything. They stole our name, Black Wall Street. That's the real Wall Street, Black Wall Street. They burned it down. They burned it down. More than 30,000 people, more than... So it's like we have to go back to our roots. We've been owning. We've been independent. We've been running our own program, our own integration ship. But now, since we got integrated, it's like everything is going sour. Now y'all want to beg these people to accept us. It's not going to work. The only thing that's going to work is until we get together as people and we create our own platform. We get our own shit. Stop fighting for civil rights and start fighting for civil rights. Bleed help out.